Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. And Trevor, if you're toloing right now, you're on our you-know-what list.
Oh, yeah.
I left it up to him.
And the fact that he was here like 7 minutes ago, it's not like he's been gone for an hour and a half.
5 minutes ago, I think he walked out the door.
Empty net for Florida as they're down 4-3 with a minute left in the third period.
Okay.
And here I am trying to get him a hookup on a catalytic converter. Yeah.
I see how it is, Trevor.
No, we see how it is. We see how it is.
He about to get an elbow from the top turnbuckle.
Well, let's elbow the. We got Mary Jane Jett in studio. We got a khaki cat.
Turn your microphone on, new guy. Turn your microphone on. There we go.
There we go.
Let's go ahead and play that music because we've got a super fun extra credit here coming up for y'all. Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
I'm ready. I hope you guys are ready at home. 877-881-1053. That is the way to text and play along. If you think you know Texas, then this is your moment to shine. We're going to see if Mary Jane Jett or Khaki Kev knows their Texas history a little
bit better. All I'm going to say is this before we continue. We got music? Okay, here we go. We may give Trevor a pass.
For his reason, he texts your reason?
Exactly. Okay, well, so if that's the case.
It better be.
If that's the case, Trevor, who, by the way, is toloing. He is a fatty, so I will give him that. If this reason is correct that he had to bounce, I'm good with it.
Would have loved a little tap on the shoulder.
Could have just said, "Hey boys, wish me luck tonight."
Yeah,
would have been nice. Yeah. Would have been nice.
You're showing the fan.
Would have been nice. Just saying.
He did go in there. He was saying, like, "Hey, I'm thinking about going. What's the deal?" And we were like, "Hey, if you got to go, you got to go." He was straight up about it.
Well, there'll be no rolling over or straight up in this extra credit because this is how this works, Jed. I'm going to read a question. You're going to answer the question.
Fred's keeping score.
Me and Fred will go back and forth asking the questions, being the mediators, and it'll be whoever's... Oh, my God. Florida's tied it up.
Whoa, we missed that.
We missed that. We sure did.
4-4.
Free hockey, guys. Free hockey.
Looks like this game is going to go into overtime, barring a crazy goal with zero time left on the clock. We're going to overtime here.
That's bonkers, dude. All right, let's go.
Okay, first question. We'll go to Jet.
Okay.
Texas trivia. Bucky's gas stations are famous for selling all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
I'm going to list four things. You have to tell me which one they do not sell.
Ooh, okay.
Pickled quail eggs, deer corn, a tackle box, like a fishing tackle box, and lottery tickets. What do they not sell?
It wouldn't surprise me if they just like held out on lottery tickets.
Okay. Is that what you want?
Maybe they're too classy for lottery tickets.
Is that your final answer?
Do you want to lock it in or do you want to change
something
else?
What was that first one again? What was that first
pickled quail eggs, deer corn, tackle
I know they,
box.
I think they have deer corn. I think they have a tackle box. Pickled quail eggs.
Oh, what's your answer?
Let's go lottery tickets. I think they're too classy for him. There we go.
That is correct. Lottery tickets is correct.
Mary Jane Jett on the board.
Does not believe in selling lottery tickets. The founder believed that it slowed down the checkout process and made the experience less family friendly.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's what I thought. They're all like family oriented.
Well done by him. All right.
They'll get you spending money in like 5 minutes.
All right. Khaki Kev, here we go. Whataburger was founded in which Texas city? Austin, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, or Beaumont?
I know it.
So you said San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Beaumont, or which one?
Austin, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, or Beaumont?
I'm going to say Beaumont.
Nope.
I know what you did. That's good.
Chance to steal
Corpus
Mary Jane Jett.
Christi.
Oh, Kevin in a
new guy, Mary Jane Jett.
Is this Pacers versus Thunder right now?
Boy. All right.
You never seen the picture of the original? It looks like just the barn roof.
Wow.
That's down in Corpus Christi.
There you go.
I'll give you a .5 if you can tell me who the founder is.
That's where you got me. I don't know the founder.
Harmon Dobson opened the first Whataburger in 1950. He wanted a burger so big you needed two hands to hold it. Pause. Okay. Let's go on to Mary Jane Jett. Trying to take a 3-0 lead. Go. You also, fun fact, we added this extra credit. If you answer without the
You get 2 points.
You get 2 points.
If you know the answer right away without the extra credit.
Okay.
The phrase "don't mess with Texas" originally referred to what? Border security? Anti-littering efforts? A secession slogan? Or a gun rights campaign?
Ooh. I know currently it's for litter, trash, etc. What it was first founded as? What was that third one?
A secession slogan.
It's just like, don't.
Yeah. We're leaving the states.
I'll take it. I'll do it like some Texas history.
Secession slogan? That's your
secession
final answer?
Secession slogan.
Not what we're looking for. Walker.
It was used for littering purposes.
Oh, it was the original.
You said it. You had it on your lips, but you decided to go in a different direction. Khaki Kev.
Pulling that.
In a huge, I mean, I'll tell you what, that was needed. That was because you were about to go down 3-0, and we're looking at maybe is it Goodnight Irene. Okay, here we go. Question number four. Which of these is the official small mammal of Texas? A, prairie dog. B, nine-banded armadillo.
Armadillo.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct.
My man's on a heater. Okay, my man's on a heater. All right, don't count him out. Khaki Kev back in the mix. 2-2. We got ourselves a ball game, boys.
All righty, this is a big question for you.
Here we go.
Which holiday originated in Texas?
Ooh.
Interesting.
A, Veterans Day. B, Juneteenth. C, Memorial Day.
Juneteenth.
Come on, my boys. Invited to the cookout. Mary Jane Jett.
Galveston.
Get in the Galveston.
The dirty water.
To the cookout.
And he got it was in Galveston?
Wow.
Double bang. Mike Breen.
To the kickout.
Did I say kickout?
Kickout. Hello. Right. Fred's trying to read and talk at the same time. Hasn't worked well for me in the past. All right, here we go.
What's the score?
It is 3-2. Mary Jane Jett. But Kevin can get right back into it with this next question. Which of the following has never been a real name for part of Texas? A, Republic of Texas. B, Coahuila y Texas. C, Lone Star Republic. Or D, Western Confederacy of Texas.
I'm going to say the last option, Western Confederacy of Texas.
All he does is win, no matter what.
Shout out to you, Kev. I did not think you'd get that.
Goodness, we've got ourselves a barn burner. 3-3.
Here we go.
Okay, I think you can get this one without the multiple choice. So let me know if you need it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Dr. Pepper was invented in which Texas city?
Waco.
Wow.
I've been to the factory.
Double pointer. You're driving through Waco without going to the Dr. Pepper factory? Okay, this is big for Kev. Maybe he can get a 2-pointer right back. We're rolling through these.
Okay. And maybe he knows this without, I mean, you know, we'll see. Which Texas town is known as the barbecue capital of Texas?
Go ahead and read them out.
A, Lockhart. B, Austin. C, Luling. D, Fort Worth. E, White Settlement.
I knew White Settlement was coming.
I would say, so Fort Worth, Austin, Luling, and what was the other one?
Lockhart.
Something's telling me. I'll go with Lockhart.
Oh! Oh, I was a little nervous there. I thought you might trip and fall. You get the point, and that's all that matters. 5-4, Mary Jane Jett holds on to a one-point advantage.
Jet.
Do I not get 2 points, by the way, for answering Armadillo without you finishing all of them?
We did read A. So it's before the multiple choices.
We did read A.
Okay. All right.
We did
just
read
wondering.
A. We did read A.
Jet, the Texas State Capitol is taller than which landmark? The Texas State Capitol is taller than which landmark? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Statue of Liberty, or the Empire State Building's antenna?
I will go with the Statue of Liberty. I think it's in the water, a little lower. Statue of Liberty, lock it in.
Not what we were looking for that answer.
Incorrect. We are looking for something else. Kev, this is your chance to steal and tie this thing back up at 5. The Texas State Capitol is taller than which landmark? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Statue of Liberty, or the Empire State Building's antenna?
Okay, I heard the answer choices. What is it? What are we asking?
The Texas State Capitol
I'm going to go White House.
Still wrong.
No points awarded.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a chance for another point. What rapper said, if it was up to me, I'd paint the White House black? If it was up to me, I'd paint the White House black.
I don't know that.
MC Breed is the answer we're looking for on that one. 0-2, but you know what? That last one was
we were looking for fun. The U.S. Capitol.
The actual answer to the question is the U.S. Capitol. Okay. Let's see.
Good. I skipped a couple that were not good.
I saw that.
I think the one after it's a good one.
Well, I'm going to go with number 14.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with number 14. Is this back to you, Khaki?
I thought yes, so. Yes.
Yeah, no, because that's right, because I'm asking you questions. Okay, so you can tie this back up. Who was killed in Texas by lawmen in 1934? Was it A, Jesse James, B, Bonnie and Clyde, C, Billy the Kid, or D, John Dillinger?
Do you have any idea, or is this about to be a guess?
This is going to be, you said killed by who?
Texas lawmen, a.k.a. Texas Rangers.
I'm going to go Bonnie and Clyde.
Adolis Garcia.
What is wrong with my bell? What is wrong with my bell?
That's the most silent bell ever.
That's correct. The correct answer.
The moderator.
Was.
That's correct. Tucks the suit back in.
After having a bell fiasco.
Okay,
that is correct. We are knotted up at 5.
That one's too easy. What was the name? No, that's too easy as well. Okay, we can do this one. Jet, what beverage is considered Texas's national drink?
National drink.
You want me to read the answer first?
Read them out, yeah.
A, margarita. B, sweet tea. C, ranch water. D, Lone Star beer.
Ooh. I don't know if Lone Star was that original. I know that ranch water. Anytime you go to a restaurant in Texas, they got that ranch water. That's what the gut says. That's what we're going with. Ranch water.
Not the answer we're looking
sweet
for.
Sweet tea.
Today,
ranch sweet tea.
Water. Oh. Sweet tea?
I didn't know if we were southern enough for sweet tea.
Sweet tea. That's my guess.
You guys are both wrong.
That's what I thought.
The correct answer we were looking for was margarita.
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 Well, that's what we drink in West Settlement, so.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word spoken from the moon was... A, freedom. B, Texas. C, Houston. Or D, Earth.
Houston. As in Houston, we have landed.
See, I was going to skip the one. I felt like that was pretty easy.
I feel like there's different. I mean, you could have said anything.
But did I get it right? Or
you did, okay. Actually. Yeah, you did. They didn't say Houston, we've landed. They said Houston, Tranquility Base here, the Eagle. has landed.
Well, I got what I needed, right?
So there you go. Khaki Kev.
What's the score?
After being down 2-0.
Good questions tonight, guys.
Is now on a 6-3 run. Now takes his first lead of the day.
Oh, it's
6-5.
6-5 right now? Okay.
6-5.
Jet, which fast food chain is headquartered in San Antonio? Okay. A, Chick-fil-A. B, Raising Cane's. C, Taco Cabana. And D, Dairy Queen.
It's going to have to be a guess here. I'm leaning. What was the last one? Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm.
The stop sign of Texas. That's all I got. That's all my brain knows. Stop sign of Texas, Dairy Queen.
Not the answer we're looking for today.
I'm telling you what.
Can he take a 2-point lead and put this thing on ice? Which fast food chain is headquartered in San Antonio? Khaki Kev, is it A, Chick-fil-A? Is it B, Raising Cane's? Is it C, Taco Cabana? Or is it D, Dairy Queen?
Well, we already got Dairy Queen off the board. I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A.
You guys are hot garbage tonight.
Taco Cabana was the answer we're looking for. Okay, here we go. Let's see. If you get this one right, you win. Jet, if you steal it, then we will have a toss up. Which of these, Khaki Kevin, is a real Texas law for the win? Is it A, it's illegal to milk someone else's cow? B, you can't wear spurs in church? C, blue jeans are banned in the Capitol? Or D, you must own a horse to vote in county elections?
I want to say that's probably one of the best questions.
That's a tough one.
Because those all could be very plausible.
All very real. All very real. Now, there's one that kind of stands out. That's like, okay, that's obviously not statistically considering we just had a early voting just a week or so ago. Right. But so which one of these is a real Texas law for the win? Illegal to milk someone else's cow? Can't wear spurs in church? Blue jeans banned in the Capitol? Or you must own a horse to vote in county elections?
Man, this is really hard, and I'm surprised if anyone actually knows this. I'm going to go
for the win.
I'm going to go no spurs in church.
That is incorrect. Mary Jane Jett for the steal, and then a toss-up.
Here we go.
Florida Panther style, empty net. Can you tie this thing up?
I'm glad he said spurs in church. That's what I was thinking.
That's what you were going with.
So it's either blue jeans in the Capitol or
illegal to milk someone else's cow, or you must own a horse to vote in county elections. Which of these is a real Texas law?
Texas is real big on their cattle. There's a reason they're called the Longhorns. I'm thinking that. I'm going to go with you can't milk someone else's cow.
It's illegal to milk someone else's cow? Final answer?
It is illegal to milk someone else's cow.
Oh my goodness, yes! This guy has forced overtime. We've got free extra credit. So here's the deal. Blake is going to read another question. It's real simple, boys. You're just going to blurt out an answer.
Here we go.
Okay, you ready? What animal appears on the Texas state seal? Texas state seal. A, longhorn. B, bald eagle. C, star surrounded by olive and live oak branches. D,
star surrounded by olive and oak. Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. And in a stunning backing curve,
mouth wide open, pull out the Reggie Miller choking.
Oh, man.
Wow. First one.
What a contest. And just when you thought Khaki Kev was ready to take the dub.
Take it. SGA style, just like Tyrese Halliburton come into his place.
Misses the two free throws, and then our own Mary Jane Jett with the steal and the final win. What a victory, ladies and gentlemen. 7-6 is the final score. Mary Jane Jett wins his debut here on Extra Credit. Coming up next, top five. Tell you what, top five Father's Day gifts. Sound good? Top five Father's Day gifts coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Fan After Dark.
I got a question for you.
What you got?
So just an extra credit in the Minds Running, and we did have a little chat GPT discourse going on there. Kevin may or may not have gotten screwed.
Kevin's got a gripe. Kevin has.
Thank you to the 897 who pointed it out.
Now, part of the 2-minute review, the last 2-minute report, we reviewed it. Nothing will change, but
ChatGPT was wrong. We're not going to overturn the win. I mean, you know, Mary Jane Jett still gets the dub. But, we...
What is this, the NBA? Hey, we messed up. Exactly, can't do anything about
exactly
it.
That's exactly what we are.
That's exactly how we go about doing our post-show extra credit, you know, breakdown.
Can I ask you a question?
Real quick. The question in question, okay, was... And Khaki Kev was right. All right? So one of the questions we asked, or at least ChatGPT asked, was what... Here we go. The Texas State Capitol is taller than which landmark? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Statue of Liberty, or the Empire State Building's antenna? And it said the U.S. Capitol was the correct answer. Well, there were two correct answers because the White House is also shorter than the U.S. Capitol.
By
a large margin. The White House is only 70 feet tall, whereas the Texas State Capitol is 308 feet tall. So clearly much taller than the White House.
We'll give him his redemption and we'll say it's a tie if you can spell this word for me, Kevin. If you spell this right in the record books, we'll knot it up as a tie. If you don't, then last 2-minute report, we're just closing our eyes, turning the blind eye, okay? Give me a simple word, okay. I'm not going to give you that crazy. Spell the word non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic?
Yep.
N-O-N.
Settles right there.
Okay, so
get the easy I'm stuff out the way.
Got the first part right. So
non-alcoholic. So yes. N-O-N hyphen.
Okay.
A-L-C-H-O. H-O-L-I-C.
Incorrect. You want to try again?
You want to spell it? Because I mean, what are we doing here? N-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on. Let me write it out.
You want to help him out, Fred?
It should be N-O-N dash
A-L-C. I got it.
Okay, he's got it.
N-O-N dash A-L-C-H-O-H-O-L-I-C.
No, you got too many H's.
Too many H's.
It should be N-O-N TAC for all my Navy folks out there. A-L-C-O-H-O-L-I-C.
Yep. There you go.
Holla! Non-alcoholic peeps. You know what time it is.
So this will stay a Jet win. Did not get the redemption question.
Of all the words to spell, non-alcoholic, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Always little curveballs on the show.
All right. We got our boy, new guy, Mary Jane Jett? Is he behind the glass right now? Is that what's going on?
Kevin's
got a call in right now to the White House people. I need this overturned immediately.
These guys on the radio station.
These guys are doing too much.
They just made me spell non-alcoholic.
That's it. Dadgummit.
Checking in from Seattle, out of town for work. A fatty and Tolo baby from the 817.
Wow. So wait a minute. He's in Seattle right now?
Out of town for work and still got his AirPods
still,
in.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's a Tolo and a fatty right there.
Tolo
that's
plus
a Tolo plus member. And it goes to show just how crappy the sports radio must be in Seattle. You know, because I will listen to, you know, if I'm in another town, I always listen to sports radio in that town because I want to see, you know, I mean, how do they stack up?
Yeah.
All right. 9 times out of 10, they're crap. But, you know, compared to us anyway. So, I mean, that's just what we do here. I be the fan. All right. So, with Khaki being out, we'll just have to, I'll tell you what, he'll have to do this off the dome. Hey, you and your wife don't have any kids yet, right?
No way. No,
okay.
No.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Practicing?
At times.
Okay.
I love them. We dabble. Every now and again. Missionary only.
Okay, here we go. Top 5 gifts for Father's Day. See. Okay. And I don't want any angry baby mamas chiming in right now, okay? This is not your time.
Maybe it is their time.
No, it's not.
Maybe we get some of the best gifts.
Hey, you know what? Not our fault, okay? We're representing the dads here tonight on this show. All right, my number 5, cologne.
Nice.
Can't go wrong. You find out if your kids are in tune with what you like. My daughter, I mean, I got to go help her move for Father's Day, okay? So, you know what? It's about the time spent, but my son's a cologne head, much like I am, so... You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Cologne, never a bad gift for Father's Day.
That's a great one. For number 5 for me, I just put a nice text message. I think every father out there appreciates the day starts. Hey, was thinking of you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. You're great. Love
you. That's a good one.
I think every dad, whether they're extroverted, introverted, talkative, not talkative, a nice text pretty universally.
You know what? It may be higher up on my list. I'm not going to say too much just yet. Khaki Kev, you back?
White House answer?
Is this a protest? I mean, is this a sit-in you got going on right now? Or actively protesting? I'm here for it if you are, okay? I mean, I said I didn't know if you were protesting.
Protesting what?
The last segment.
No.
Your loss.
I lost.
And if you were, I mean, I'm here for it.
No, I was not protesting.
No, because look, you have a right to protest. I mean, let's call it what it was. Your answer was right.
But you evened it out. And that's fine.
That's fair. You do have the 9 o'clock segment of the hour, so I'm okay with that too.
No, I just had to take care of some stuff.
Look at Mr. Moneybag.
Take care. Start calling him.
No,
I mean, is this Moneybag Yo we got over
technology
here?
Technology things.
Kevin Bag Yo. That's your new nickname. Number 5. What is your number 5 top 5
Young Walker.
My top 5, and I literally am putting this together as we speak. First thing I thought of, tattoo. Pay for your dad to get tattooed. Now, if your dad is not of the tattoo kind,
okay,
I don't have an alternative for you. But if he is, get him a tattoo.
That's a great one. My son, let's see, you gotta be what, 18 to get a tattoo?
That's what they say.
Okay, all right.
To get a good one.
I was gonna say, I was 15 when I got my first one, so definitely.
That's usually a yearly.
Was it the Astros one?
Was it the what?
Was that the Astros one?
No. I was in Topeka, Kansas at 15. It was a Roman numeral 3. Was my first tattoo.
Good old Roman numerals.
Well, I am the third. All right. So number 5 with you tattoo. Great choice. Number 4. Are you just going off the dome with these?
Do you and
Mr. Jet back there want to collaborate on this or what?
Just give me a sec. I'll get you a 4.
He said no worries.
Let me think.
Y'all go about y'all's business. I'll be right back.
My number is
Hot Mess Express.
I mean, Blake's
there.
Got enough honorable mentions. I'm sure we'll be all right.
I for this one, I don't think he does. Just a hunch.
Number 4, I put golf.
Okay.
Who doesn't love
solid choice?
Swinging the old 9-iron with pops out on the grass.
But does your dad doesn't golf, does he?
No.
But if I had a dad that did, it'd be a lot of fun.
I know my great uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Ray, he loves golf. He used to work at a golf course. The amount of times I'd go, I forget what it's called, the thing that picks up the golf balls, because he worked there. We'd go in that all the time. It's so fun. You know what I'm talking about? It's got the cage. Yeah. People are trying to hit you as you're picking up the golf balls.
I think that's just a golf ball picker-upper.
I'm sure it has a name. The golf ball picker-upper.
877-881-1053.
Zamboni.
What the hell are those things called? We don't know.
Zamboni's crazy. All right. I got mine now. I'm good.
Okay. What's your number four?
My number four is something for car or truck.
That's a great call by you. That is a great call by you. All right. My number four, home-cooked meal.
Nice.
Home-cooked meal. As somebody
what if you're terrible?
What, if I'm terrible at it? No, that's the whole point of it. Like, you know, can my kids cook, order me something, girlfriend, wife, whatever, mother, anybody, you know, baby mama if we're on, if you know, we're in good coots.
Girl from the corner.
Girl from the corner, you know.
Would you let the girl from the corner cook you?
Iqbal Navani, you know.
Hey, I just left Harry Hines giving them, handing out him and Jesus. Won't he come by?
No, we're good.
Would you do that if the girl in the corner looks good, the whole nine, and she goes, hey, I don't want to get into any kind of NSFW activities. I'd rather just cook for you.
This is
just a potato salad on a Thursday.
But the same money. We're not going to do anything NSFW, but I'd rather cook for you.
This is a Harry Hines woman?
See.
That I just met?
Would you let her cook for you?
I'm not paying her, am I?
Half. Half what you're going to pay her.
And I got to buy the groceries too?
No, you already got the food at the house. She's just going to cook. She's just going to cook for you.
I know. So I don't. I don't. I'm not bringing her to my house. I'm not bringing her to my house.
That's a lot of risk.
I mean, I no. I'm not. I'm not.
What
bringing...
she said? I cook a mean lasagna.
Too much time in my house.
Huh?
Make lasagna.
What are we doing while the while it's baking?
That's up to you and her.
877-881-1053. Let me think about it. Number three, sneakers.
Snakes.
Number three, sneakers. Can never go wrong. My kids make fun of me because of the shoes I wear anyway. So why not? It's a win-win for you guys, kids, because and I would, I would get my dad some shoes. But you know, hey, give me a pair of sneaks, and then if they're the same ones I always wear, you can make fun of me after I put them on. So there you go. So number four, hooker to cook me food. Number three, sneakers. Sneakers is my number three.
My number three, I just put cooking utensils, cooking tools, whether it be a new mitt,
An apron. There you go, for the grill.
Doesn't matter what. Ladle for the grill.
No, apron for the grill.
Yeah. Whatever your dad's missing around the house, making life easier when he's cooking,
I think
is a good thing.
It's a good one. That's a good one. Number three.
Mine is kind of related, barbecue. Anything barbecue related, anything for the grill.
Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that.
Nice little cooking set, whatever. Fun fact, being the shoe guy I am, I tried to buy my dad shoes.
Wasn't having it.
Got him his first pair of Jordans. They ended up being mine because he never wore them.
Well, hey, look, the fact that you and Dad have the same size shoe, that's a win for you.
Is he?
Because you can buy him stuff knowing he may not wear it.
I got him a pair of Lucas. I was really thinking. I was like, I get you the jersey with it. You can kind of.
I mean, look.
I tried.
Your dad doesn't strike me as a Luca guy. Now, if you got him a pair of Lucchese's.
He's all about his boots.
As I'm saying.
He loves to make fun of me for how much I spend on shoes,
I can see B-Dub rocking some Gators now. Okay, number two.
Sorry.
You okay back there?
I'm all over the place. All right? Yeah, my number two, and I've done this for my dad.
Okay.
Taking him to a sporting event.
I love it.
But paying for it. Not like, hey, Dad, we'll go to sporting event.
I'm with you on that.
I got you.
I'll save the time. I put the same thing as Khaki Kevin.
That's fantastic. I didn't even think about that, but some of the best times I've had have been with my son at sporting events. My number two, same with you, a text. There is nothing better than waking up on Father's Day and seeing a text from your children. And my kids have been very good about it. In fact, my kids have actually fought to see who will text first. At Father's Day. They do it for my birthday. They do it for my Father's Day. Edmonton with the win. What a game. Holy mackerel. 5-4. Text number two. And then last but certainly not least, any kind of memento from your children, whether it's a picture, something they made for you, whatever. Obviously, as you get older, it's more of like something from back in the day. But I'm, you know, I told you earlier about my, you know, my lock screen is me and is my kids, something along those lines. Anything that's got your kids picture-wise in it, vice versa, is always a win-win. Number one.
Number one for me, I just say grabbing a burger. Simple. Grab a burger, have a good conversation.
Love it.
No fluff. Just
man to man.
Just man to man. Burger and
or
talk.
A woman to man if you're a female.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be number one is going to be sports memorabilia. If you can get your dad anything that's a little signature on it, maybe there's a little photo on
it.
Sports memorabilia.
Love it. Love to hear it. What a top five. Give us your top five and we will put this thing on ice. Pun intended, final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Next time I see Trevor, there's gonna be a altercation.
He's not clear.
Trevor just told us to piss off.
There's gonna be some furniture moving the next time I see Trevor, the creator.
And he's definitely not listening anymore.
That's
all I'm saying.
I had to reread that last text.
Man, Trevor, the creator, about to catch these hands next time. We're on what, Saturday, 12 to 2:30, correct?
Yep.
Who's our producer?
You look at him.
You're producing the whole show.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, Trevor, you're lucky.
Been that show for TSN.
Boy.
That's how the Rangers are going to be a little
late.
Do they
do TSN on Saturdays?
Friday nights going into Saturdays. We do them on Sundays. Or Monday morning.
And then, so we're on 12 to 9, or excuse me, 12 to 9:30. 9.5 hours of Frank and Blake.
We'll definitely become Frank and Blake.
Hour 7 on a Saturday. No, we're on from 12 to 2:30. Fan Jam, 9 to noon, correct? Uh-oh. All right, so our boy Kevin's going to look at that real quick. Shout out to my girl Karen Brooks Harper, our Senate Bill 3 aficionado expert. We are still waiting for Governor Abbott to make a decision. I'm just telling you right now, because it's the biggest story in Texas as far as the outside of the budget. I'm calling my shot right now, and this is not, and Karen said, hey, look, she's like, I have no idea. I'm telling you right now, Abbott vetoes it.
Okay,
call it right now. That's a Fred Davis
exclusive
right there. These the opinions of Fred and Blank are not the official opinions of the Odyssey Network.
Who makes the official opinions of the Odyssey Network?
It ain't us. It ain't us. I can tell you that much, and I'm okay with that.
Who is that? Like Sean Sharif?
I don't believe it's Sean either. I want to say it would be whoever the CEO is.
Okay, so anything any of us say here is not representing the fan.
Well, I mean, no, we're representing the fan, but I mean, comments like that, like, hey, Fred's gone out and said he thinks Governor Abbott's going to, Odyssey's like, look, we don't, that's Fred Davis saying that. It's not us. We have no dog in this fight, so there you have it. That's more of a KRLD 1080.
If we had to represent somebody to represent the fan, who do we send?
Gavin Dawson.
CA.
Gavin. Well, I don't think CA could because he's got, it'd be a conflict of interest, right?
A conflict of interest.
Because he's also the Mavericks guy. Yeah. I'm going Gavin Dawson, 100%.
Is that representation in court?
Absolutely. Give me Gavin Dawson.
Either that or Lucius.
All day, every day.
Lucius is...
I mean, I know how you producers are, you guys like to stick together. So
I just know Lucius is very knowledgeable about all things.
I think it's less about knowledge, though. More just like who is going to represent us. I think Lucius would be great, but I don't think Lucius would want to do that.
No.
Lucius.
Yeah, I could see Gavin doing it.
Gavin? Yeah.
I think Gavin or probably Sean Sharif. Yeah. Those are the heavy hitters here on 105 through the fans.
Me personally, you want to know who I would pick?
Who?
I'm probably going Bobby Belt.
Bobby's not a bad choice.
And then probably two, I'm probably going Kevin Hagelin.
That's not a bad choice either. I feel that I could hold my own.
Yeah.
You know, representing
the whole station.
Oh, come on, please. No problem there.
Now, can you clear up what exactly you're standing up for?
I don't know what we're doing. We don't know. This is just, again, this is a hypothetical situation. This is just Fred giving the example of, you know, his take on SB3. So just putting that out there for those scoring at home. By the way, he's got till the 22nd to make a decision.
The face of the fan, if you will.
Oh, that's Gavin Dawson. I mean, to me, that's Gavin. So.
But, you know, this
maybe you slide an RJ Choppy in there. Okay?
We got our own league over here. Who are the real superstars?
Yeah, who's the real superstar here at 105 through the fan? I mean, I'm going Gavin. I'm a Gavin Dawson guy. So.
What do you think Gavin's response would be if you were to tell him that? Like, if you were to tell him tomorrow.
Thanks, Fred. If you see me, bear me. N.A. N.A.
Heineken Zero.
But again, as we've said before, we interact with G-Bag every time we're on the air,
yeah.
Right? So obviously, I've only done crosstalk with the morning show once, and that was because I was filling in on KNC. So
we've had a Tolo text in three times in the 360. I live in Vancouver for 10 years,
yeah?
and I still listen to the fan. That's our boy Christian.
I love it. Shout out to you, Christian. Let's see. Is anybody, real quick, we got a few minutes here.
Shout out to the Edmonton Oilers.
What a game.
Coming back.
What a game.
They were down 3-0. They ended up winning 5-4 in overtime.
What a game. In typical Fred fashion, I am at 3 hours ago on my, if you're wondering what people were texting in 3 hours ago during the program, I'm not so sure running back group is better, losing Rico. Sanborn getting toasted in coverage.
I do love the couple hour ago text.
Right? What quarterbacks you believe can win a Super Bowl then, Blake, if not Dak?
Okay. The top four, obviously.
Mahomes.
Burrow, Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. Jalen Hurts, obviously.
Yes.
Stafford.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying just based on who they are. I don't even know who their team is. No, not Rodgers. Goff's a hard one. He's teetering. Probably would go no rather than yes.
If you had to win a game, okay, real quick, putting you guys on the spot. If you had a choice between Goff or Dak to win you a Super Bowl,
like I'm in the Super Bowl, and I get to choose either.
You got to choose one of those two.
And I have which roster do I have?
Doesn't matter. I don't care whose roster you got. You got to choose that quarterback. You'll get the roster. They'll give you the roster after you pick your quarterback. We're gonna go Blake it or leave it style. Okay, Blake it or leave it style. Which quarterback are you choosing?
I think out of those two, I'd pick Dak.
I think I agree.
Because yeah. I have not, Goff in some big moments has not looked great. He's great in the regular season too, and Goff looks fine in games one and two in the playoffs. Yeah. But when it comes to like nut cutting time, Goff hasn't exactly been
he
ice
was
cold.
Terrible last year. I mean,
let Jay Daniels just put him on.
Awful.
Even thought Detroit was the Detroit of old, the way they played.
They did not look good. Now, granted, the defense was a sieve, but yeah, him throwing
someone
three, texted four
in
picks.
Jordan Love. I don't think he's there yet. As far as like, oh, just because you got Jordan Love, you're a Super Bowl contender.
No. I don't think
CJ Stroud are ahead of him. Baker, I don't even want to put them in that category either.
I mean, I probably would take Baker over Jordan Love.
I would as well.
I mean, I don't think it's overwhelming, but let's see. Here we go from the 817. Dak is good enough. Remember, folks, this is 3 hours ago. Dak is good enough to win, but with two T's, it has to be the perfect team. He's a bus driver. He will not carry the team. Just another one and done the playoffs if we even get there.
I mean, I think the whole, remember when the bus driver thing was big, like, what was it, 2 years ago when Cam Newton was talking about it and the Brock Purdy thing about, are you a game changer or a game manager or a bus driver? Are you getting pulled along? To an extent, everybody in the league is a bus driver. And to an extent, there's four or five guys that have separated themselves as elite. And then the rest of the guys all kind of fall in the same spot if you need a good team around them. That rule doesn't apply only to like four guys where I could say, go put Mahomes on the Titans. And I do think they have a slim chance, but a chance, albeit, to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they definitely have a chance to win the AFC South.
Like if you go put Burrow on the Browns, I'm like, okay, they are now better than the Bengals. Just off that, if you just switch quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to say that about Stafford.
Yeah, because I would say the Browns O-line is better than the Bengals O-line.
Yeah.
And their defense is solid.
If you just said we traded Kenny Pickett for Joe Burrow, I'd be like, okay.
Wow. Okay, thanks, Nico. Appreciate that. let's see here real quick. All right, let me scroll up here. Boy, I'll tell you what, this was This was a long time ago. Let's see here.
Let's keep reading them where they're at. It's fun.
Okay.
There's nothing new.
Let's see. Okay. From the 817. This was an hour ago. I'm impressed by Micah's leadership. Okay. Oh, here we go. And again, folks, this is me. This is Fred just sporadic spitballing here. From the 940, big fan of the Fan After Dark. I always tune in just hoping. Just hoping there's not a Rangers game taking over the airwaves. Radio's just not the same without y'all.
Oh, that's very
That's from the 940. That's from the 940. So I just
you got both. You got the best of both worlds. You got Rangers really and Fan After Dark.
You really did. Okay, this was obviously during the khaki kick segment because we see a lot of khaki writing here. Let's see. Just a lot of people talking about shoes. It's not going to make any sense.
Love it.
It's not going to make. I'll tell you what, man. The khaki kicks is taking over the internet. Let's see. Hey, boys. Got sidetracked for a bit. Have a great night. Boy, that's the story of our lives here on this program. Royal. Better than Harry Hines. Okay, so I'm guessing we're talking about streetwalkers. Okay.
Streetwalkers, is that what we're calling them?
That's what we're calling them right now.
I'm going to see if I can scroll to see when I asked about people's vacations.
That was like at the very beginning of the show.
I know, and I did not get to all of them.
That was early in the program.
214 texted in just now, cruising to Choctaw, enjoying the show.
How about Choctaw? Your boy drove by Choctaw the other day. I didn't realize that was on Highway 75. So I got a taste of both worlds as I was driving up to Kansas. I went by Windstar. Coming back, I went by Choctaw. We should go out there sometime.
Okay, some more text. 817, Sandals Resort in Jamaica. Great food, no buffet, and you can go out to excursions or just chill at the resort. Went scuba diving while on my honeymoon. 817.
Nice.
214, my wife and I are going to Turks and Caicos next month.
That'll be fun.
And I'm interested to see how driving on the opposite side of the street is compared to here. 817, Unicode 2087 in Cancun is worth it. Got that cartel member on the beach with all the goods.
Okay.
505, just cut me off when we need to go. Dream vacation, Saudi Arabia or Abu Dhabi.
I'm here for it. I am here for that.
214, map drives or Turks and Caicos. 682, did you call Fred a snake? 817, Chris Martin is 6'8".
Call me a snake.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that.
No, that didn't happen.
Greg Maddox is still dominating today. 817. Spent 8 weeks in Dubai for work. Very westernized and plenty of expats.
Yeah, expats. Probably. All right, final 15 seconds of the program. What an extra credit tonight. I'm telling you what, if that's not highbrow radio, I don't know what
Shout
is.
Shout out to Calvin Watkins.
Calvin, great stuff as always. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. To all the Tolos, Fatties, and everybody else, good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.